Day 20, present and curious. The other day, in the middle of a tense conversation with my sweetie, I could feel my mood going lower and lower. Instead of engaging fully in what was quickly becoming an argument, I instead got curious. What would it take to not go to a low mood? Instead of firing back my good argument, I sat quietly, looking at the clouds. Really looking, being present to the wonder of the clouds. And all of a sudden, my argument became irrelevant. In an instant, I lost interest in proving my point. I told him I didn't need to go on, that I could just let it go. And I did, just like that. And my mood immediately bounced back up. What had happened? How did I access that beautiful miracle? I became more interested in a high mood and connection than in, quote-unquote, winning an argument. I held the situation lightly and became present to the moment. In the preciousness of the moment, the argument made no sense. When we begin to notice more consistently that our innate well-being is always available, we naturally begin to make choices consistent with it. To engaging curiosity and being present in the moment.